Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed. As many of you probably noticed, last week I did not post anything, and that was because I had caught this really nasty flu, and I lost my voice. And you may be able to tell that it's still not 100% there, but I'm back. Also, I have developed this cough. When I start talking a lot, I start coughing. So I'm finding myself to do a lot of editing with this particular taping. But what I wanted to talk to you today, and I am taking a slight detour from talking about the Bible and how the different books that the Bible holds, how it helps us understand about ourselves as well as who God is in our dyslexia. Now, I'm reading this book called The Power of Neuroplasticity. Now, the man that wrote the book, his name is Shade, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I will spell it. It's H-E-L-M-S-T-E-T-T-E-R, and he is a best-selling author. And another book that he wrote is called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. Now, why do I find this book so fascinating? Because I have longed to learn about the brain, especially for people that have dyslexia. And what this book has done for me, and I'm not even halfway finished with it, but what this book has done for me, it has given me such an insight into what God continues to do with the brain. He created it, He shapes it, He forms it, He renews it. So this book is based on the principle of Romans 12, 1 and 2, where Paul tells us, let our minds be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And it's such a powerful witness and example of what God can do with the mind if we let Him. And I just want to read you just a couple of excerpts from this book that has so encouraged me. One of the things that he says is, and this is on page 13 of the book, he says, we have learned that our conscious intention to do something increases the brain's ability to wire itself. Now, why is this so important? Our brains are rewiring all the time. And when we get fixated on something, whether it's positive or negative, we are wiring in those neural circuits and they become a part of who we are. This is why it is so important that we do read the Word of God, because what we want and what the Bible is able to do is to change the way we think about ourselves, how we think about Christ, how we think about life, simply because we meditate on the Word of God, we think about it, we talk about it, and when we do that, our brains are being rewired. This is how we renew the mind. He makes another statement on page 14. He says, when we think or do something repeatedly, your brain actually changes its physical structure. And he goes on to say on page 15, he says, when you are creating at this moment, the person you're going to become tomorrow, and you are physically wiring that person into your brain. That is so incredible, but that is so God. This is why I like to present podcast about the Word of God because I understand the power that attends God's Word. And when we read the Bible, when we study the Bible, when we teach the Bible, when we live the Bible, our brains are rewiring. We are being renewed by the Word of God. What else is so fascinating about this book is that it opens up our minds to think of things that we may have considered impossible. When we talk about change, the changes that we need to make so that we can be happier, we can have joy, we can have peace, you know, we can have an abundant life. It's all about what we're thinking about. It's all about what we are allowing into our minds. You know, there used to be a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. And I never really finished that book because I think what it left out for me was the practical applications on how to do that. One of the things that we will struggle with is practicing the truth, telling ourselves the truth and practicing it. And the reason why is because we come up against in our mind something like a wall or a well-paved road. Because as we have told ourselves negative things or things that are anxiety-producing, our brains have become accustomed to that language. It has become accustomed to receiving those negative inputs. And so when it come up against something positive, we naturally kind of back up and our brain said, wait a minute, that's not what you usually say to yourself. That's not what you usually believe. That's not what you usually rehearse in your mind. Because it's not normal or the brain is not accustomed to it, it's almost as if it starts fighting against it. And our job is to push back and to say, you know, that old road, that old well-paved road, I'm going to allow the Word of God to dig it up, you know, to take a sledgehammer to it. And that is what happens every time a negative thought comes into our mind and we replace it with the truth. It is no different than taking a sledgehammer or some dynamite and blowing up that old road, that told us that we didn't have value or worth or we would never measure up or be never good enough. And then what happens is we start believing the truth. Those feel-good chemicals start being released in our minds. And it becomes actually easier to think and to maintain and to hold on to the truth. But it does take work. And sometimes we just don't feel like working. You know, the brain has this amazing capacity to look for patterns where it's trying to be energy efficient. And how that works is if we allow our minds to focus on something continually, then the brain doesn't have to do as much work. And this is what the brain wants to do. It wants to be efficient. The problem is, we have a tendency to believe negative things more quicker than we do positive things. And this is where the work comes in, changing that around. It's a lot of work to start thinking differently. But because the Lord has so designed our brains to change, then the capacity to change is there. It's all about our willpower, our daily decisions. This is why we have to just really take it one day at a time and allow the truth to work itself in us. And I tell you that it is so worth it. You know, I've been practicing this for the last few weeks when I come up against something that I want to change. And I've noticed that it is not just a mental thing, it's a physical thing because our bodies have come to rely on even negative things. So the change that needs to be made is a head thing, but it does affect the body as well. Just like, I'll give an example. I started back walking. And it took me probably a month to get back out there walking. And I've started walking, and now it's every day it gets easier to get up and get out of this house and go for a walk. And I walk for about an hour. My mind has all kinds of reasons why I should put it off. And I have to push against that and just say, no, I am going for a walk today. No matter if it's raining, no matter if it's cold, no matter what, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to walk today. And I've had to push against that. But what I know is the more I do it, the more my brain will notice there's a pattern. She's going to get up and walk. This feels good. The body feels good. And as I continue doing that, it's going to be the most natural thing. I'm not going to even really have to think hard about it. I'm just going to get up and I'm going to go walking. You can use anything you want to change, anything you want to add to your life, anything you want to take out. The thing is, it's going to take a lot of work. And we're going to have to come up against some difficult, hard places sometimes. But oh, how it is worth it. So if you get an opportunity, I got this book off of Amazon, The Power of Neuroplasticity. Get it, read it, study it, along with the Bible. And the guy that wrote the book, he is a Christian. He doesn't use the Bible a lot, but he made some reference to some key texts that I really appreciated. And he has some strategies and examples in the back of the book of how we can start thinking differently. Now, what does this have to do with dyslexia? How we view dyslexia is our state of mind. Now, I've come to learn that dyslexia is not my enemy. It's not a barrier to who I am or what I want to do. What I have learned about dyslexia is that it's not a barrier. It's not a hindrance. It's not even my enemy anymore. I used to think that unless I got rid of dyslexia, I wasn't a whole person. I wasn't a person of worth and value. I believe that people were judging me because of my dyslexia. I believe that people put limitations on me because of dyslexia. You know what? That is so not true. I put those limitations on myself. I decided that I wasn't a person of worth and value because I had dyslexia. And when I started changing that thought, when I started saying no to those negative inputs, I started seeing all the wonderful possibilities that dyslexia affords me. You know, I have gifts and talents that I believe dyslexia enhances. Do I still struggle to read? Do I still struggle to spell? Oh, yeah, I do. I do. But there are so many advances in how that doesn't need to hinder me anymore. It's just simply amazing. So I'm going to close with this because my voice is starting to fade. Get the Bible. Read the Bible. Let it transform you. Let it take a hold of all those things and believe were hindrances and barriers to what we can do. And let the Bible show you all of the possibilities of who God is and all of the things he's capable of. You know, dyslexia is not a hindrance for him. It's not a barrier. So why should it be to us? Let the Lord start rewiring your brain and my brain today. Today is all we've got. Tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday is a memory. All we have is today. Let's live to the fullest. I am excited about life. I'm excited about what God is doing, not just in my life, but in yours as well, because I know he's always doing something. He's never still. He's always moving in our life. He's always opening up doors and possibilities. We just have to put ourselves in a position where we now believe that. So this is my little detour. Next week, we'll start back up on, I think the book is Hosea that we're going to be looking at. But I just wanted to let you know I haven't gone anywhere. I missed last week, and I've been doing a whole lot of thinking. That's what being ill would do for you. So I hope you are blessed. I hope you're having a wonderful week. I hope that things are going well. And I thank you once again for tuning in to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. And I pray that you are blessed. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them.
For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archived shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.